Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I just emailed you something. Okay. And, oh, my God, look, we're going to lose a discount of $2,663. Oh, that's a lot of money.
Wow.
You wouldn't trust me that I would pay it because they want from my bank to get this discount. That's pretty good money. I mean, you get out of the system you have, and I would wire from the business account that they are. You can't do that, huh?
No, I don't believe so.
You don't believe so. So we're going to lose this $1,600. Unless somebody can put the money in my bank account, but who's going to put my money now? Money that big amount, $41,000, it's impossible. No, nobody has this much money. All right. I have to lose it. Yeah.
What's that? I think we're breaking up there. I can barely hear you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I was saying, I was thinking to have anybody help me, but it's a big amount to put in my account so I can pay it off. No, it's not going to work. It's a big amount. I don't have anybody to bring $41,000 to my account and send it in.
If I had it, I would help you out.
I know you would, but you must get it done through you so you can ensure that it's paid off. Right?
Correct.
Then we have no choice but losing this money. But here, did you open the mail? Do you need anything from me besides that?
Nope, I got that. And I actually just did receive. We just need a little bit more information from underwriting. So we do have your merchant statements, and it looks like they're actually merchant summaries. Do you have the actual statements? So they just want to line up the deposits for May, April, and June.
Well, what do you mean? I don't understand.
So the original information that we received from you regarding your merchant account were just summaries of, you know, what happened each month. They wanted to just look at the statements too, so they can match up the deposits, if that makes sense, just to see how everything is lining up.
Everything lining up. I sent you the statement the way they sent it to me. Did I send you all the pages or not?
No, I don't think so. That's the thing.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
So you want me to, let me go to the portal and understand exactly what you want, so we go from there.
Perfect. Yeah, so this is the email that I received this morning from funding. If you could please have Fidel provide the credit card statement for April, May, and June. We originally received summary instead of credit card statement, and we're unable to match deposits. So they just want to see the activity there.
Match deposit, like sometimes I deposit cash in the account.
Mm-hmm.
So are they talking about matching, what they're matching?
Oh, they just want to see the activity, basically.
Activity? Let me try to... what months are you looking at?
Just April, May, and June.
April, May, and June. So, basically, you want a complete printed statement from the portal, from WorldPay.
Yes, please. You could... Yeah, and then the last thing that they would just require is the processing account login information.
What do you mean processing account information?
For your merchant account. Do you have an online account with them? It sounds like you do.
Yeah, the World Portal, I do.
Okay, so they were curious on the account login information. Yes, web address, username, password.
You want all that?
Yes.
Yeah, I can give it to you, no problem.
Okay.
Here is it. How do I give it to you, over the phone now, or how do you want it?
It might be easier just to attach it all in one email along with the statements.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
and then I'll
do
that over to underwriting, and we'll get you wrapped up today.
Okay, I'll do that right away.
Thank you, Fidel.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.